King of Steel in the hands of Kevin Stott, chased now by August Rodin as they run down to the final furlong. They appear to have it between them. The big horse, King of Steel, August Rodin, is thrusting down the near side. August Rodin beginning to get up, and August Rodin gains redemption in the Derby. August Rodin, a ninth Derby for Aidan O'Brien, a third for Ryan Moore.
We talk time-honoured races. That's the Epsom Derby. 243 years of history. That really is quite something. Yeah. Gareth Hall's just finished the Monday Means Test on Giddy Up. Gareth, welcome.
Hello to you, Jared. Yeah, he's some horse, August Rodin. He's the son of Deep Impact. He was one of the last horses Deep Impact sired before he passed away. He's a champion sire in Japan, and he's owned by the biggest empire, along with Godolphin, I guess, in racing, Coolmore. And they've always said, Aidan O'Brien, even Ryan Moore, that this is the special one. He's doing work at home that we've never seen any of our horses really do. And that was in February. And then they thought he could win the Triple Crown for the three-year-olds in the UK, which is the Guineas, the Derby, and then the St. Ledger. He rocked up there at Newmarket for the Guineas, and it rained and rained and rained. It was a really heavy track, and he never handled it. And that's why the caller said redemption for him there on Saturday after he took out the Derby. I think he's a special horse, but it was an interesting Derby day there in the UK.
So it was marred by protesters,
yep,
a fight, and it had to go early because of the FA Cup.
So the FA Cup was scheduled for 4:30, and it was against, of course, two mighty football clubs in Man City and Man United. So they had to push the Derby to 1:30. So it's been going for 244 years. That was the earliest the Derby had ever been run. So at 1:30, which was great for us because it was 10:30 local time. And then there was another problem. There was strike action in the railway industry in the UK. So no one could bloody catch the train to get to Epsom. So it was a Derby day that caused the administrators a few headaches.
And a fight.
A fight that when you Google the Epsom Derby this year, because I was looking for the crowd numbers, the headline for all of their tabloid papers was a big fight there on Derby Day, one of the biggest that they've ever seen. So a couple of, a few of the public there couldn't handle their drink, it looks like.
Yeah.
That's we don't want to see that.
The least surprising thing that happens across a winter is when a Queensland feature race is won by a of Boom. It always brings to the Spirit of Boom, Temple of Boom. This time it was Prince of Boom. Yeah, of course the of Booms are winning there.
He's done a mighty job, Spirit of Boom, because when Queensland needed a stallion to really stand up, Spirit of Boom has been able to do that. He was a good horse for Tony Golan, but he wasn't a superstar horse. But he's been able to produce so many terrific horses there in Queensland. And Prince of Boom, he was the highlight there from a race perspective. I thought he was the best performance of the day. I thought he might go on to a Stradbroke, but I think they're staying at home. But he was terrific in a Morton Cup.
And the King's Gambit was, so Damien Oliver won the Queensland Oaks.
Correct. So that was his 128th Group 1, his 18th Classic. And he's coming towards the back end of his career, Damien Oliver. And he's had a few knockers, along with a Kieran McAvoy, who had 5 winners at Rose Hill. Both of them won 3 Melbourne Cups. But it was vintage Ollie. He had to get the late call up from Chris Lees. Chris Lees had to talk him into going to Eagle Farm. He rocked up there in Brisbane. He only had the one ride, and it was in the Oaks, and he gave it a peach as well. And then Frankie Dettori in his send-off season took out the Oaks there at Epsom on the Friday. So he's at 53. Ollie's at 51, 3 weeks away from his 51st birthday. And my King's Gambit was that racing is the only sport that can see athletes in their early 50s in a way compete against the younger generation on the biggest stage and still have an impact. And it was great to see Ollie do what he did there in Queensland. And I think he'll retire at the end of the year.
Yep.
Personally, I think hopefully he'll have a send-off. He'll announce it before the spring. And then his last day of riding might be, say, at a Perth Cup where it all started for him. I think that would be quite fitting.
And now the Stradbroke is Saturday in Brisbane.
Good race. I think there's a horse by the name of Opal Ridge for Luke Pepper. He's a young trainer based at Canberra. Had to get out of Canberra because of the politics and the racing industry there. Heads up to Scone. He gets his dream horse. She was really good during the Scone Carnival. I think she's the horse to beat, but there's horses like Af Cabin and Think It Over that have come onto the scene, especially Think It Over of late for Joe Pride. So it's going to be a terrific race. There's a lot of horses down in the weights there. So, yeah, I think that if I had to have a bet now, Opal Ridge and maybe AFCAB and taking on Think It Over, who keeps on winning.
Have you hit the front in the SEN footy
tips? Yes, I have. Yep. In the SEN track as well. I think I'm beating you, Jared, by a couple.
Yeah, you had me by the way. I think you got the 50-50s that I missed.
It's a game of inches, isn't it? It doesn't matter if it's racing or football. You need the ball to bounce your way. You need that photo finish. And God bless the Tigers. I've been on the good end of the Tigers when I was with Essendon when they defeated Richmond when they should never have won, and then on the weekend.
Gareth Hall, who's making dills of all of us. Good on you, Gareth.
I'm coming. I wish Cornsey was in the footy tipping, but he was too scared to take us on. I think he's at the age, Jerry, but thank you.
The Monday Means Test Racing is there on the Giddy Up podcasts with Wayne Hawks and John O'Neill.